on radio, online and mobile. You're with SBS Radio. Now it's news and current affairs with SBS Dinka.
We're ping na gyara tonga jeng ne SBS Dinka Radio. Now kai walk ping with you can walk with you can lo na SBS Dinka Radio in Australia. Eh na jang ding jeng ko.
Ya chu do bangdo SBS Radio show from jang eh na kwadu.
Eh Daniel Atombo.
SBS Dinka Radio atoke biantu ngtoke tudro kumani na SBS Radio in Kachiel Pano Australia. SBS Dinka Radio ayeping ne an kote Pano Australia kujala pino. Hello and welcome. I'm Jack Dinkyanko of SBS Dinka Radio, and today I will be joined by Dr. Lema Kolajawin. Dr. Lema Kolajawin is the chairperson for the Democratic for Change Party, formerly known as SPLM-DC. Dr. Lem served during the SPLM in 80s until 90s, and then again he formed DC many years back. Now he will be talking in Juba in regard to the news that broke on the 9th of this month about the death of Lualding Wool at Aga Khan Hospital in Nairobi. Lualding Wool was a member of the SPLM and advisor to Dr. John Gerengda Mabior and then to Salva Kiir Mayardit. Lual also served during the regional government in South Sudan as a member of parliament and also as a member of the SANU, which was led by the two leaders, Agri Jardine and William Deng Nial, by then in different positions. During the negotiation between the South Sudanese and the Northern Sudanese in 1989, Dr. Lem Akol and Lualding Wool were among the members or the leading members that went to Kokodam as a delegation representing SPLM. Today, Dr. Lem will be talking to us from Juba in regard to the man he has known more than any other politician. Dr. Lem, you welcome to SBS Dinka Radio. How are you?
Fine, thank you very much, and my greetings to all the listeners of this important radio station.
I want to ask you a question about Lualding Wool. Many of us heard of him or saw him in some of the videos. The famous one is the video you, him, Dr. John Grang, and William Nguyen Bany talking to the young people in Finidu. Who is Lualding Wool to you, and when was the first time you met him?
Well, Lualding Wool is a remarkable man. You know, he made a name as a politician when he was a member of parliament in the 60s. And then later on, actually, that was the most remarkable period was when he was in the regional parliament in Juba, that was established as a result of the Addis Ababa Agreement of 1972. So that is where Lualding made a name as a vocal advocate of the rights of the citizen and a fighter against corruption. And as people who do that, he definitely did not make a lot of friends, but he was very dear to the hearts of the people of South Sudan.
Does that mean Lualding Wool was talking on behalf of South Sudanese citizens and challenging the political establishment during the regional government? Is that what you are saying?
Yeah. He was very critical of the government at that time. Of course, the government, any government makes mistakes, but Lualding was always vocal, pointing out those mistakes, even if he acknowledges achievements. So that was the first big mark he made. Then afterwards, when the regional government was being emasculated as a result of the continuous interference from the national government on the affairs of South Sudan, Lualding in the 80s, early 80s, even before the SPLM, together with others, they went and formed Anyanya 2. And soon after, in 1983, then the fighting in Bor broke out and people moved to Ethiopia to form the SPLM, SPLA.
Baba Africa, Lualding Wool, part of the discontented group that include people like Abdallah Chual, Gai Tut, those of Woyai, Denga Jakuk, or Nyanchingak, or Abur Matuong, who left after the disagreement on implementation of the Addis Ababa agreement? Or, and where was he at that time?
Well, no, it was a different group. This group was in Baragaza. You know, Anyanya too was a common name, but they had never had a unified organizational structure. There were Anyanya too in Baragaza and Anyanya too in Upper Nile. But each of them was separate from the other, except in the name.
Okay.
But with him were people like Bola Yolnam. Of course, it was a known officer who was also in the Nyanya. And then Kwame Makwei, who is still alive. We hope that God extends his life. So these are the people who formed the Nyanya too. When the SPLM was formed, those of Lualding had not hesitated to join the SPLM, but was a snap. And that, you know, in 1983, the SPLM is split. SPLM got a first split.
Hmm.
So Anyanya too became obstructed on the way. So it was difficult for them to move. In any case, to make a long story short, they managed to reach
to Ethiopia.
Where the SPLM to Ethiopia, and then he joined the SPLM. He was commissioned a captain, and then was taken to the political school, where people, you know, we had a political school for training cadres in the ideology of the SPLM.
Mm.
And then later on, he distinguished himself during the campaign because he was a morale booster of the First Order. You know, Lualding will arouse the soldiers to their feet with his speeches.
Okay.
So he rose from mayor captain to next, the other year he became major, and then he became lieutenant colonel. And when the ranks were changed in November 1977, he became an alternate commander.
In 1987,
yeah. That was the time, November 1987 was the time when the ranks were changed from conventional ranks to the ranks of the SPLM, which from the captain upwards, you have only alternate commander and commander.
Okay.
So having became an alternate commander together with all the other officers who were from the rank of major to general, they were all commissioned as alternate commanders. I think it was towards the end of 1988 that he was appointed a member of the alternate member of the high command of the SPLM. That is the highest body within the SPLM, SPLA. Yeah, within the SPLM, SPLM. And this is where we became colleagues because I went there. I went there in July 1986. So he and Galerio joined us around 1988.
Galerio Modi.
Galerio Modi, Urinya, and then Gordon Kong, following the unification of the Anyanya II and SPLM.
And SPLM.
Afterwards, of course, Lualding has been active in all the political activities of the movement. As you mentioned, he was in the talks, not only in Kokadam, but he was also, when I was the leader of the delegation of the SPLM, that met the first delegation of the current government in Sudan.
The NIF.
That was in August. Yeah, in August 1989, Lualding was with me in that delegation. And Lualding has also been a very frank advisor to the chairman. He always will give his opinion as naked as things are.
So you're telling me that he was not intimidated by the rank of the high commanders or the commander in chief of the SPLA?
No, not at all. That is not Lualding.
Dr. Lem, if I can ask you this question too, how will he be remembered? As an advocate for freedom, or do you know anything that can be attributed to him as a person who stood up for his people?
Well, Lualding, of course, coming from the background of having been in a political party, he was very passionate about the reorganization of the movement.
Okay.
Politically. that of course this is an area where we didn't have much. We were very strong militarily, but we didn't really show
a political will,
political orientation. So that one was one of the areas that Lualding was very vocal about. Lualding was also very vocal about the need to have the young person rising to within the movement. He was conscious of the fact that the youth are the future of any organization.
Okay.
I remember, although I was not there, but I remember in the year 2013, there was attempts here in Juba to revive the high command. Of course, the SPLM now have a structure. You have a political bureau, you have a National Liberation Council, but there was some move to revive the high command. There are five of them who are still with the SPLM, including Lualding himself. But he didn't accept that idea. He said, no, this will be an organization within an organization. So let us follow
the current structure that
we have accepted for ourselves. So that is an area where he has been very strong, yeah.
After Dr. John Garang died, what happened to him? He has not been seen with the morale that he used to have, even though he was an advisor. And at some point he was reported to have declined to be an advisor again. Is there something that you know about him there?
Well, before Dr. John died, actually one of his first appointments was to make him advisor. He was a political advisor together with Abu John and Nyal Deng. These were the three appointments he made, the chairman, before he died.
Okay.
And then afterwards, of course, many changes have happened. But I think I cannot talk with authority that this is the reason why he behaved in the way you have described. But I think that, you know, the organizational aspect of the movement has created a lot of challenges ever since, and of course with the scramble for positions, you know that always when peace comes, many people want to become
leaders,
ministers, advisors, whatever. So with that scramble, I think Baba Africa, as he's fondly known, or Lanbar, took the back seat and was watching things. I'm sure there are many things that were happening that he didn't like. And, of course, also the age was coming, and I think he didn't want to be as controversial as he used to be.
Now, I heard that he was almost to write a book. I don't know whether that is a rumor, and... And the book became an issue when he said that the book will be called Who Kill Who. Is that something you heard of?
No, I don't know. He has not talked to me about that. You know, when I was in Khartoum,
yeah,
most of the time, but when I come to Juba, I always make sure that I visit him in his house. But he never told. Although he said he was intending to put pants on paper, but he didn't tell me what the title of the book will be.
According to what I'm hearing from you, Lualdi, it is a national hero and an elder person that, according to South Sudanese culture, he will be paid a respect. Do you think government of South Sudan will now give him a state funeral?
Of course, whether the government will give him a state funeral, I don't know, but because I'm not part of the government. But what I would want... What I would want to happen is that he should be accorded a farewell that befits his contribution to this country. I don't think he has been removed from his position as an advisor, so which is also another
level,
a reason for the government. Yeah, another reason for the government to look at him as not only an icon of the liberation struggle, but also as somebody who is part and parcel of the government of South Sudan.
while it had been in politics for long, that is stretching back to the time of SANU and then during the regional government, SPLM, and now the government of independent South Sudan, of which he was an advisor to President Salva Kiir Mayardit, and also served as a member of the high command of the SPLM, SPLA. What was his position on South Sudanese cohesion and also the diversity, and how the people of South Sudan will push forward as one nation?
Well, as I said from the beginning, he was a staunch nationalist. Okay. Walding never means his words about the unity of South Sudan, and that was the reason why he was against Kokora. He wasn't against it like others. You know, we had a lot of literature about Kokora.
Mm.
And most of the people who were opposing Kokora were opposing it from the angle that it takes away power from them. But Lualding looked at it as Kokora, that yes, there may be genuine complaints that are coming from some communities about marginalization. But he used to say that, you know, if there's a snake that has come into your house, you don't burn the house because of the snake.
Oh, because of the snake.
Yeah, either you drive the snake out or you run out yourself, but you can never burn your house because you want to get rid of the snake. So he's saying that if South were to be divided, it means that the power which the South got as a result of the Addis Ababa agreement will disappear. And that is exactly what happened, you know. As you know, soon after division, fighting broke out and so on. No. And later on, the three regions that were formed never had the same powers as the regional government in South Sudan. Yeah. He has been very strong on the issue of unity of the people of South Sudan. He did not gloss over the fact that there were mistakes made by the regional government.
Dr. Lema Akol, thank you for your time in regards to this story, and also to our viewers and our listeners. We will be talking with Dr. Lem too about the current political situation, and the same interview will be published on coming Sunday. Please stay tuned as we will be talking about the current political atmosphere in South Sudan in regard to the current peace agreement and whether the two principals that signed the agreement, of which the party of Dr. Lem will be part of, will work together for the benefit of South Sudan. Please stay tuned and you will be listening to that. To our Dinka listeners, this will be translated, and this was to those who wanted to listen to it. Thank you, and go to our website at www.sbs.com.au/Dinka. You will be getting most of our interviews there for the last 2 years. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
SBS Dinka, Tone Radio, Internet, Kujolia, Mobile, Duya.